Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Adele DeSoto Minburn band director, Russell Braun. And Russell, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
You bet. It's my pleasure.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's always great to talk to you, and broadcasting a lot of the ADM football games. I always see the band out there, and you guys just do an amazing job. You always have them ready, and that's really cool to see. But specifically, want to start off by talking about, you guys recently went to the North Central Invitational in Fort Dodge, and you guys were named grand champions. You guys walked away with quite a bit of amount of hardware and really represented well for the ADM school district. So why don't we just start with, how many years has the band participated in this specific event? And then you could talk about maybe the theme that they had that you guys followed.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you for contacting me, and it's definitely an honor to talk to you about this stuff. And of course, I'm super proud of our group. We've been traveling to the Fort Dodge, the North Central Festival, since about, it's pretty close to 2003, 2004. It was one of the very first events that, as we started this marching band out, that was the first place we wanted to go. And really the big draw for that is Dodger Stadium, but the coolest part about this festival is that you actually get a clinic with the judges, like in the morning and the afternoon before the contest. So it's like having an extra rehearsal and an extra set of ears and knowledge base from those judges. So it's a really great learning environment for the students, and they get to actually perform in the venue prior to the actual contest. So we've been going there probably close to 20, 21, 22 years. So, and it's just been a lot of fun. It's a great way to kick off our marching band season.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you talk about maybe the number of schools that attended the event?
You bet. This year, there were, including us, there were 8 schools that were attending, and the majority of them were 2A, and then we were the 3A band, and then there were 2 4A bands there. So they go classifications just like you do in athletics, the smaller schools up to the bigger schools. So there were 8 there. Did you want me to talk about the theme a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yes, sir.
No, that's okay. That'd be great. So every year I sit down and kind of think about, and this usually happens, actually, it's usually starts happening in about January, because, I mean, it's a pretty big production with a lot of moving parts, and you want to make sure that what you choose works well, because you're going to be playing this music for quite a while. So
sure.
I kind of sit down and I think about the things that I've heard in the past. I think about the strengths of our program and kind of what kind of music would draw for our students and myself, but also our home crowd, our parents and supporters. We want to make sure that what we play is interesting and entertaining and exciting. And then also we have to consider, like, when we do compete, we have to make sure that the literature, the music that we're performing does well for them too. So it's a challenge, and the process probably takes like 2 to 2.5 months of pretty solid work to kind of narrow down a show. And this year's show, we decided, I had looked at a lot of different shows and had it narrowed down to 3 or 4. And we wanted to go with Little Red Riding Hood this year because we thought we could tell the story really well. And I wanted to use some older music, more traditional music, but I also wanted to use some contemporary music. And I had seen several different shows that had been done across the country similar to this. And one of the arrangers that I really like out of California had done a really nice job. And so I was like, oh, this fits our band really, really well. And so the theme, of course, is Little Red Riding Hood. And the trick is knowing, like, who is the villain? And so we kind of portray the villain, you know, sometimes it's the wolf, and sometimes that I've seen in the shows, it's actually Little Red Riding Hood. And so we kind of leave it suspenseful all the way up to the very end. And then, of course, the villain is obviously the wolf. But the exciting part about this one this year is we actually have a really cool trombone soloist named Keegan Clinton playing the theme to the music Creep. And he's got his cape on now, and he also has a set of wolf gloves. And
oh, wow.
We've actually just, yeah, it's pretty cool. And we've actually this week just added in, like, motion on the field. So he's actually, like, roaming around the field, and he kind of looks like a wolf, and he's kind of like creeping to find Little Red Riding Hood. And then our big impact moment in Creep is where he's almost getting her, and then all of a sudden this big note hits, and that literally scares him away. It saves her. So
okay,
we've added that element into it this week. So that's our theme for the show this year.
Awesome. No, that sounds really incredible. Yeah, so thank you for sharing that. And yeah, we'll kind of get more back to the theme and stuff in a minute. Want to go back to the North Central Invite. So how many different categories did the band win? And maybe you can name a few of them.
You bet I can. So we were, unfortunately or fortunately, I'm not sure, but we were the only 3A band there. So we were guaranteed the first spot in 3A. Which, I don't know, is good and bad. I mean, I told the students, this is just the way it is. And, you know, we like competition. And, of course, the next ones we go to, there are a lot of 3A bands. But that was kind of a given for us. But we were really trying to focus in on, like, putting out a great show and a great performance and just getting better and better. And we were kind of using the 4A schools as, like, this is how we want to try and emulate and get to. And so that's kind of like was our motivation this year. And so as we got through it and we got to the awards ceremony, they literally just started calling our name off, which was just crazy. So we ended up having best drum majors of the night. So, and they did a great job. It was Devin Morey, Aubrey Timmer, and Audrey Heisel, sophomore, junior, and a senior. And they really just led the band really, really well. So they ended up winning best drum majors of the night. And then as a band, the entire band, the judges picked our band to be the best marching. So like the maneuvers, the step-offs, the crispness of the pictures, all of that sort of stuff, they had chosen ADM as the best marchers of the night. And then also we had the award for best color guard, which was fantastic. Our color guard unit has just been working incredibly hard to like, basically they're the color to our show. And obviously with it being Red Riding Hood, you know, they are just incredibly integral in it. And so they won best color guard. And then the really cool part was our drum line winning best drum line. And the fact of the matter is that our drum line has 5 brand new players in it this year. And, you know, the cohesion of the drum line really takes a lot of time to like get them to play together, learn how to play together, and move together at the same time. So these guys, all great leadership through their section leader, and then the freshmen that have come in have just really stepped up and done a great job. We also ended up winning best woodwinds of the night, and our show, we put some music out there for the woodwind players. To say the least, it's really, really challenging. It's fast, it's technical, and these guys have been working so hard at this. They're spending, you know, hours weekly, time almost daily for most of them to be able to play this music, which is a great challenge for them. Mm-hmm. And it showed. And then, of course, the largest honor was being named grand champion, which just means that we were just the best of that night. So we were super excited. The upperclassmen, this is year 2 for grand champion. And the freshmen, this is their first year. So this will be 2 years in a row for us. And that's just amazing. It's just so fun to watch all that hard work pay off.
Again, that is the ADM High School band director, Russell Braun, joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. That is part one of our conversation. Make sure you come back tomorrow for part number 2. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.